doing this afternoon now.
Fine and dandy. Yeah, it is afternoon. I got my 8-year-old grandson with me, and we're gonna meet my wife and her two sisters and her mom. They all want to see him because they live down in Somerville, so they don't get to see him every day.
It's like fun. It's always fun to have family visiting and getting together with everybody. That's funny that you say everyone's from Somerville, because I actually grew up down in Somerville. I've only been in the upstate here for the last 12 years or so. Oh, coming up on 13. I keep saying 12, but it's almost 13 now. And it was a fun place to live down there. A beautiful little town. They've made a lot of improvements to it since we left. Yeah, that sounds like fun. Y'all going to pick up some lunch or something?
For lunch, McAllister's on Augusta.
Like fun. Always, like I said, always fun to hang out with the family. Y'all driving around in the Mustang today?
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday wouldn't have been a fun day to be riding around the Mustang, I tell you that. But today it's gotten beautiful. I've got a little convertible Mazda at home that I've been needing to get cleaned up so I can drive it again this fall. And probably going to get it out this weekend because of how nice it's been. Just take the top down and drive. Go find some nice back roads to drive around on because of how pretty it is.
Mazda Miata.
I do. It's a 1990 model Miata. That's kind of, it's my fun car. It's the car that gets the spot underneath the carport, if that makes any sense.
I've worked on a bunch of those. I used to work for Mazda.
Are you telling me that? I think we've had this conversation before. Yeah, that's really cool. The car itself is in really good shape. I mean, it's got its blemishes for being 32 years old, I guess, now. But in all, it's in pretty good shape. I haven't driven it in a while just because the window actuator, the window regulator had blown out on the driver's window. And so I finally got one of those, and so now I got to go put it all back together. But yeah, it's a fun little car. You know, it needs some work. I've got to eventually find where I've got an oil leak coming from, and I know it's a Miata, so they're all going to leak. But I've replaced every seal on the motor except for the half moon seals at the back of the oil pan and the oil pan, you know, the RTV and the oil pan itself. I'm trying to avoid having to pull the motor out to replace those seals, but who knows.
You replace the cam seal at the back of the engine. It's on the left side. That's a prime spot for a leak on the Miatas.
I think that was the first one I did. I did that O-ring, and then I did the valve cover. I've done the front main. I did the rear main when I had the transmission out. It's weeping out of the bell housing is where I'm pretty sure it's coming from, that little hole on the bell housing for drainage. And so I don't know whether I boogered my rear main install, which I don't think I did, because even the old rear main wasn't messy whenever I pulled the transmission out. So I'm pretty sure it's that little half moon at the bottom of the block and the top of the oil pan. And I've got a buddy who also has Miatas, and he said he's been able to replace those little seals without having to pull the motor. So I don't know. I need to set aside some time to pull the transmission back out and see if I can figure out where the heck it's coming from, because it's one of those things where I don't want to drive it too much just because, you know, when I park it, it smells like burning oil and I don't want to set the thing on fire. But I don't know. It's been doing that for years, so maybe I don't want to say just need to live with it, but it's one of those things that I need to eventually get around to fixing so that I can go do some more fun stuff with the car.
And I had an old 95 Jeep Grand Cherokee, and it had a leak. I'm pretty sure it was, it's right at the back of the engine. I'm pretty sure it was the the distributor because it was back there because the intake wasn't leaking. And you couldn't even get to the I guess you had to pull the engine out. Well, let me see if I can find a parking place here. That, it looks like every parking place is full. I may have to go across the street. But anyway, good to talk with you, and I'll just say 73s, and enjoy your afternoon. And I'll clear out of here if you're your final KB4CBA.
I've always heard the old adage, if it's a Jeep, if it's not leaking, something's wrong. I've had a number of them myself. I've got one right now, but it's got the 3.7 in it, so it's relatively down. I don't want to say anything about it. It'll break as soon as I say something. Anyway, enjoy your afternoon. Have fun with the family, and I'll talk at you sometime down the road. KB4CBA, KK4LAZ, 73s, and I'll be sitting on the repeater listening.
It's KB4CBA, clear.
BR, W4NGU.